Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Diva Almighty. We are officially back in action. It's been a minute, and we don't want to hear any bitching because, Linda.
Yes.
We have a busy holiday.
We did have a busy holiday.
Yeah, we do. We always do. And for those of you who don't know, I was in a show which ended December 9th. Then I went right into the Hell's Half Acre of holiday hair hell, which you never want to be involved in because that's fucking horrible. And Linda also goes into holiday cookie hell.
And cakes.
Yeah, and cakes and whatever.
So, and
let's face it, none of you bitches are listening to us.
And
right now, and you're all busy. You're
in the meantime, I was doing radiation treatments.
Yes.
In between all that.
Yeah.
So it was rather hectic, to be honest with you. And I know I'm not alone on this. I am so freaking glad they're over.
Yes. Aren't we all?
Every one of them.
Yes.
From Halloween right through New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sounding like my mother. She used to say that, and I'd be like, God, what a Scrooge.
Uh-huh. But it's true.
I mean, it's
hate, mom. I hate the holidays. Maybe it's because I'm a hairdresser, and it's so miserable for us. I don't know.
No.
No,
it's
just
the work.
It's the work.
Like with you,
it's
hair.
The money.
It's the hair. It's me baking.
Yeah.
It's spending money that you really don't need to spend. Though I think I did good this year with you and Matt.
You did.
You got good.
You did. You still managed to sneak in a horrible fucking gift.
Oh, always, every year. Every year.
Famous for.
Like ball wash.
Yeah.
And
ball wash,
a funny t-shirt, you know, something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm to the point where, like, tell me what you need, and I'll get you one big thing. Like, you got new dining chairs this year.
Yeah.
Matt got a Tiffany lamp for his new house.
I can't take it.
But
and I'm the gay one.
And that's it.
Hello.
Well, it was one of those, you need a lamp there. And we decided what style, but he wouldn't pick it out because he didn't want me to buy it for him. So I said, look, this is your Christmas gift. Either you pick it out or I'm going to pick it out.
Speaking of Matt and Christmas, so I do have to share, Linda will probably be pissed that I share this story, but I do have to share this hilarious story because Matt and I have not spoken since May, I think. And it's so stupid, and it's so, like, it's pointless. But Matt called Linda the Wednesday before Christmas and said, I'm not coming to Christmas because my brother is a see you next Tuesday. Which, duh.
Yeah, tell us something.
I know. Hello, Matt. Duh. So, Of course, Mom, and rightfully so, she's all worked up. And I said, whatever he wants to do, I got my Brussels sprouts ready. I got my gifts wrapped. I'm ready to roll, right? So then Friday rolls around, and I had been working my ass off like a fucking chooch all week. And Linda calls me and says, well, you need to get your brother a Christmas gift. And I said, Do I, Linda? And she said, yeah, you do, because he's coming for Christmas. I said, oh, now all of a sudden he gets wild hair up his ass, and he wants to come for Christmas. And she goes, well, go down to Grow on Main. Shout out to Grow on Main, our friends on Grow on Main. And she says, get him a houseplant, because he's a real horticulturist now. I said, is he, Linda? Is he? Does he grow plants now? I don't know what kind of plants he's growing.
Trees. Ficus trees.
Mom.
Fucking no.
So I said, in my the show I was in last, for those of you who didn't go, was amazing. But my brother in that show called me, and he was doing this, which, by the way, Mom, was amazing. The show down at the Penn Theater. Uh-huh. Yeah, my friend Matt Leslie called me and said, I need you to come down and please do my hair. I don't know what to do with it. Please help me. So this was Saturday now, before Christmas. I said, absolutely, I'll be down there. So Linda says, I'm going to go get this house plant. Now, I thought Linda was going to get...
a little one.
A tabletop.
For... No.
So she calls me as I'm up at the shop getting all my shit to go down to the Penn Theater to do Matt and Deanna's hair for the show. And they did two shows back to back, a 1 o'clock and a 7:30, and at the Penn Theater. And Linda says, I'm down on Main Street and you need to come get this plant. And I said, no, I don't, Linda. No, I don't. Because this was not my idea.
Because I had my beetle. And my sister was with me. Okay, go ahead. Finish.
So I am running across this alley to go into the back door of the Penn Theater to do hair. And after I told my mom, no, I'm not playing your reindeer games, Linda. I'm not doing it. So I see this beetle coming up the alley with this fucking tree. With this tree hanging out the window, and my aunt peeking through the branches. and both of them looking like they just sucked on a lemon.
I was so pissed.
And I could not stop laughing.
Oh, and I'm thinking, wait, let me get this straight. It's from you, but I'll go over, pick it out, pay for it, and get it home.
Well, to be fair, Mom, I was not prepared to give my brother anything because
sometimes
he called me a cunt for Christmas. Sometimes, he called me a Christmas cunt.
Well, he called you a cunt way before Christmas. But you know, the thing is, you have to breathe. You got to prepare yourself for these unexpected. You know, is that any different than when you find somebody's coming over and...
Yes, and they bring you a candle.
Yeah, and you have to reciprocate,
right.
You know. But, I'm just so glad.
If you could have seen the vision that I... Like, what were the odds, timing, that I'm running across this alley and here comes Linda Kalina in this beetle with this fucking gigantic tree... hanging out the window.
Well, you know what? You know what? Me.
So good.
You know what me and your aunt were thinking? There's that dickweed downtown, and he couldn't pick the plant up.
That's as well you should have, because I did not want to pick that plant up.
No. Well, it's...
I had no intentions of picking that plant up. I don't care if I had nothing to do. I was not going to.
Well, you're just mean and hateful.
Yeah.
Okay, so I... being the holiday Scrooge, was on Marketplace. And I saw where a friend of mine, shout out to Pat Neff, had a 6-foot singing Grinch. I had to.
This is so
I did
too.
A thing.
I don't know. And you know what? You know what pisses me off about this, Mom, is that Linda,
nothing should piss you off about that.
Everything about Christmas has.
Oh well, yeah. Christmas
but Linda has made a commitment to downsize her holiday decoration because every holiday for those of you guys who have never been past Highfield Road, she is Cranex every year. And every year she says, I'm going to not do it this year. I'm going to downsize. I'm going to... Then she gets this goddamn walking, talking Grinch.
Oh, he's awesome, though. You must admit. He's going to be the...
That's what I was into.
Well, did you notice when you pulled up today, I'm decorated for Valentine's Day?
I saw that.
Did you see that?
The manatee. Okay. The manatee mailbox.
Everything. Yeah. The front porch.
Yes.
Okay,
but guys, we did survive Christmas, and I have to tell you, my little brother came through because I got the Stevie Nicks Barbie doll, which
nobody could get their
hands on. Nobody could get their hands on. But
see?
Now, okay, let's not stop. Let's stop giving him credit. Let's stop giving him credit because my brother is a rabid collector. And I think I think he might still have Stevie Nicks Barbie dolls.
Somewhere. Who knows?
We don't know. But I got one of his Stevie Nicks Barbie dolls, and that's all that matters to me. I buckled in the seatbelt. I made Stephanie Marshall ride in the back seat the whole way home.
So that made your Christmas.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. And then we went on to New Year's, which we always have, and it is so much fun.
Oh, wait. Can I back up?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Oh, wait. There's another Christmas party foul. So Steve sends me this link for these boots that I bought him maybe, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And he just loves them, but they're wore out.
Yeah.
So he sends me the link. And, of course, I hurry up and get on Amazon because he whines like a little bitch if he doesn't get something. So I hurry up and get on Amazon and order the boots. So Christmas Eve, he's opening the shoes and starts laughing, and he ordered himself a pair.
I ordered 2 pair. But you know what, Mom? I'm not mad about. No, all your gifts generally suck. Unless we tell you what to get, you are the worst. And God bless, your heart's in the right place, Linda. You know, your heart isn't, but your gifts are something else.
Well, next year, look forward to a gift card.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, where it will be a gift card to, we don't know.
Who knows? Not your parents' basement.
The arcade.
The arcade. Yeah. Yeah. Ceramics. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead about New Year's.
Oh, so we have started this. I have, Mom, and this has always been this way. I have such an issue with New Year's.
I hate it. It's depressing.
It is, Mom. Thank you. It is so depressing. And when I hear Auld Lang Syne, I just cry like a little twat. I just cry like a twat. I don't know why. It just makes me so sad.
I'm usually...
Like, is anything going to get better? Is anything going to get better?
Just a flip of the calendar.
Just flip the calendar, you know. But we have started this little tradition, which I do love, is that we gamble.
Yeah.
We have started gambling on New Year's, and I love it.
It's fun.
It is fun. We play LCR. Thank you to the Kingsleys for hosting us this year. It's just fun. We roll dice. We bet money.
We eat.
We eat.
We drink.
We laugh. Yeah, we laugh. New Year's Eve is way better than Christmas.
I couldn't partake in too much alcohol this year.
No, no. But next year, hopefully.
Next year, hell, I'm thinking March for my birthday.
True that.
God.
Yeah. Now, Mom, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
No, not... My resolution is...
Stay alive.
Yeah, stay alive, for one thing. I think it's to... Try to set stupid people straight without insulting them.
Okay, Mom.
That's my resolution. To do it in a kinder, gentler manner. Because when I get on Facebook... I cannot believe the stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, why does a person have to post 8 to 9 posts a day?
Yes.
I don't care what you're eating. I don't care what you're wearing.
Right.
I don't care what your kids are doing. I mean, it's repeatedly.
Yeah.
The only thing we don't see is when they go take a shit. And I don't care about that either.
Right.
You know, and the stupid shit they post. I mean, one individual just thinks she's a know-it-all about everything. And it's like, Jesus Christ, do you know how stupid you look?
Yeah.
So my goal is...
Okay, now that she got that out.
Yeah. My goal is...
Now that she's exercised all her fucking New Year's demons.
I mean, how do you tell somebody, like, you're a fucking idiot?
You know what, Mom? Your resolution is that you can't. And you know what, Mom? I also made the same resolution. I also said that I am not going to be a cunt. A New Year's cunt.
Would that last you till the 3rd?
You know what?
Are you still hanging in there? No.
Well, the electric company called and all bets were off after that. But no, I think I'm gonna change.
Are you?
Yeah, I think I can.
What? Be nicer?
I saved up some money and I'm gonna get new lips.
Oh, for God's sake. You better get new carpeting. Forget the lips. Yeah. Yeah, forget it. So anyway, what holiday?
Now, why do we have to go there with my carpeting?
You need carpeting. What holiday?
Welcome to being with a Dago mother.
What holiday?
Welcome to a Dago mother's world.
What holiday? Oh, by the way, did you like this year's Christmas Eve dinner better?
No.
Really? We had homemade gnocchi made by me. Crab cakes.
I like the gnocchis, but I think the crab cakes were horrible.
Really? I loved them.
No. Well, of course you did, because
Matt bought them. Yeah. From Jimmy's in Maryland.
Yeah. And yeah, right.
Those 4 8
they
ounce.
They could be
dog shit.
Yeah, they could be tuna with old mayonnaise behind a dumpster, and if Matt brought them, then well.
4 8 ounce crab cakes with delivery. Was $198.
Now, is that ridiculous?
Yeah, it is. I didn't buy them. He wanted crab cakes, so he ordered them and had them delivered. Well, I liked them. I had them last year.
No.
But, yeah, we did. You weren't there Christmas Day at Amanda's. They were delish.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so now what's next? Valentine's Day we don't celebrate because it's another depressing one.
But it's Matt's birthday.
It is Matt's birthday, but I'll be in the hospital.
Yeah.
I have a 15-day vacation.
No, so that's what I wanted to say, Mom, too. We are making a very, very conscious effort. This is my New Year's resolution, is to be there for Diva Almighty. I'm not doing any shows that I know of anytime soon, unless someone wants to cast me. But we're going to do Diva Live, Mom, through your surgery and all that to keep everybody up to speed.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say you were going to do it from the hospital.
Well, we are.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What? We never get a day off. Well, just because you're having all your organs ripped out doesn't mean you get to have the day off. You still have to work, Fib.
I'm looking forward to it just to get it over with.
Absolutely.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, we all are. We all are.
So, anyhow, I figure by my birthday, I should be the bionic woman.
Yeah.
Everything is new and improved and out of there and whatever. So anyway, then we have Easter that we really kind of don't celebrate.
No,
we're not. I'm not a big Easter thing. I don't know. When you guys were little, yeah, but
And that's the thing. Like, you know, people look at us like a bunch of Grinches and a bunch of Scrooges, but we don't have any little children in our family.
No.
It's really just the four of us, and we only like each other half of the year.
Right.
If that. So.
If that. But like Aunt Joyce, you know, she's got her grandchildren that are young.
Exciting.
So
yeah. But so hide your Easter baskets.
Hide your eggs. Have an Easter egg hunt.
Right.
Hide your eggs. That's as far as I want to go with Easter. I'm like looking. That's where my cutoff to looking ahead is.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. But honestly, I'm glad they're over. I just have a little side note now that we're into winter weather.
Yeah.
If you have a dog outside longer than it needs to be to go to the bathroom, you're an idiot.
Yes.
Okay. If you know somebody, whether it be a family member, a neighbor, I don't care what it is, and you see a dog chained outside for an excessive length of time in this weather, please report them.
You know, but you please. Know what, Mom? I also think that goes vice versa for summer as well.
Oh, it definitely
as
does.
As well.
Yeah.
I think that's really important, too, to note that if you have a dog out there in the dead of heat, you have to remember, they're wearing a fur fucking coat.
Exactly right.
You know.
And might I add, your dog doesn't really enjoy being walked in 90-degree weather.
No.
Okay?
And watch the pavement temperature.
Yes.
Watch the, yeah.
Well, even now, you know, on ice, they could go yeah. out there not knowing it's icy,
yes,
slip and break
and
a hip.
They're numb and they're, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that being said, be a little conscious of what's happening around you because these animals cannot speak for themselves.
Yeah, that's true. And, Mom, me as an animal who cannot speak for himself.
Well, that's
true. I am going to get a new face this year.
What do you mean a new face?
I think
new dog?
No, I think my face needs done. It's time. I saved up money, and it's time to get a little pick-me-up.
You don't have enough money on this earth to redo that.
Well.
What would you do?
That is fucking hateful.
What? I mean, what are you going to do to it? What, a nose job?
Yeah, it's time.
You're ridiculous. You've lived like this for 40 years. I can name you a couple people that should go have nose jobs.
Well, but it's time. So this is my resolution, is that I am going to get a new face.
Okay.
This is number 4.
Okay.
So 2024, fourth face.
Okay. We'll see. You need new carpet.
Why is she so worried about my carpet? It's
because she lives there.
So bizarre.
Well, I will be excited to Wildflower Pastries is going to add something new to their product line. After I recover from my surgery, I'm going to get into it a little more. But it's going to just be another phase of the baking goods.
Yeah.
And I might even delve into homemade gnocchi, homemade ravioli, homemade pierogies.
I love it. I love it. As well she should, because her homemade pasta is fabulous.
Thank you. Homemade fettuccine.
Yeah.
I might be delving into that as well. But like I said, for that I'm looking maybe April.
Yeah.
But there's other things coming. So stay tuned for that. Are you doing anything different at the salon? No? No new services or nothing like that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's why fuck with perfection?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Excuse.
No, I'm getting a new face.
I said the salon.
Oh. It'll be the new face of the new salon.
God.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, I repainted.
The salon?
Yeah.
Why didn't I notice?
Well, I touched up.
Oh, well, that's okay. The same color.
Yeah.
I was going to say, am I going blind? I was just and didn't notice.
No, I just touched up. No, it's all good.
Are you getting any more pets this year?
No, I don't. Not that I know of.
I think I am.
What are you going to get?
I think I'm going to get another female Shih Tzu. I'm looking for a red.
This is when everyone needs to log off.
I'm looking for...
sign off.
I'm looking for a red female on the small side.
All right.
To breed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And this is also going to be a new business that we're starting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We don't know what the name is yet, but working on it.
If anybody out there...
Can you guys give us suggestions? That's a good idea. Give us suggestions as to what our... What do you call it? I was going to say a cattery.
No. I don't deal with pussies.
Me either.
If anybody... True that. If anybody has any suggestions on a Shih Tzu breeding name, please send them to me.
Yeah, send us to it.
I wanted...
Go on Diva Almighty Facebook and send it to us.
I wanted Holy Shih Tzu, but of course that's long taken. Yeah. Everything I could think of is taken. But if you have a creative mind and you think of something, please send it to me.
But I would also like to put this out there, too. In the new year, I really want to hit Diva Almighty hard. And Linda is going to be out of commission for a minute. So if there's anybody who would like to suggest a co-host while Linda's sick,
on board.
Yeah, let's hear it. We want to hear who you guys would like to sit down with me and discuss something.
And also, if there's any topics.
Yeah, yeah.
We will be doing a follow-up with Donald Trump. Shout out to Amy Baker. We will definitely be doing that.
We have not forgotten about Donald Trump, guys. Don't worry.
As he's circling the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have not forgot about him. No, we are going to hit on that again.
We never will until the day he does.
No.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why I want him to get in, so we have material.
I know.
Because he said, we're going to do that topic again.
Yeah.
But anything else, give us a shout out if you have any suggestions.
Can I say that I would like to suggest a co-host while you're sick.
Who? Who?
Angie Cardenas.
Angela should be a good one.
Yeah.
You could talk about all kinds of crazy things.
Uh-huh. Or Stephanie Schaefer.
There you go again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I have two suggestions.
Okay.
So let's put that hat in the ring.
Okay. So you have you would need 4 weeks coverage, basically.
Yeah, we would need 4 weeks coverage. I'll be live through Linda's surgery. We got one more. We can do one more before you go.
Yeah.
But I will be there updating everybody, keeping everybody in the loop. And we thank you guys for supporting.
Yes, thank you so much for reaching out. I mean, I have so many people that text me weekly, daily.
Yeah.
My friend Amanda Miller. Kudos to you, Amanda. You always think of me, and you know, there are just so many friends that I have and say nice comments, and I try to post as much as I can without boring people, or I just try to give them minimal things that are happening. But Steve will keep you abreast of the surgery because I'm going to be in there every bit of 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to take everybody through it with us and keep everybody updated, so no one's texting a million times. I will be there with Diva Almighty live with Linda. I mean, I'm not going to remove her uterus for her, but I'll be as close as I can. For as old as that uterus is.
Yeah, you're a little... Yeah, uterus removal isn't necessary. You need to come north a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, Linda and I are out for our little holiday update, and we're so glad to be back with you guys.
And happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. We love you.
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
We hear the COVID's on the rise again.
Yeah, yeah.
So stay healthy and everybody take care of themselves.
Yeah. We love you guys. Till we meet again. Bye.
Go for that yearly physical, please.
Yes. Bye.